The focus of this morning's discussion is going to be in large part on a topic that I don't like to talk about publicly or privately, which is alternative fee arrangements. It's one of the most uncomfortable things that I have to deal with because I live in a world where my performance and my profitability is measured by the number of hours that I sell. And Felicity and I have had a lot of discussion about this in the weeks leading up to this program today. Felicity and I used to practice together with David at Haynes and Boone, so there is a connection here. Felicity and David have worked together now as both as colleagues and now as a client and attorney. John, I wanted to point out, is a self-proclaimed evangelist when it comes to alternative fee arrangements. And I would encourage you to look through the materials. Some of you probably, like me, got the materials in electronic form. But look through a very extensive PowerPoint that John provided for us from a program that he participated in a while back. It's going to cover a lot of the talking points that you will hear him cover this morning. He also has what Felicity and I believe, and David, with all due respect, I haven't seen the AT&T guidelines. They may be as short as Lennox's, but...
No. Sight unseen, I can tell you they're not.
Lennox has a two-page outside counsel guideline handout, two pages. And I was telling John, usually most of our clients will hand us such an extensive... collection of guidelines that when you start to read them, which you pledge you will read them and commit them to memory, at some point you ask yourself, should I be billing for this time? Because it's taken up so much time. But I applaud Lennox and I applaud John for having those guidelines.